This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Welcome to the Missouri Woods and Water Podcast with your host, Nate and Micah. What's up, my friend?
Just
feeling good?
Just slaying some deer, you know?
Just feeling like a killer over there, huh?
Except now I can't move because I'm in this chair. That
chair's a little loud. That one, I got it from the office. I think they had it for 10 years.
It's seen some life.
Yeah, it's well broken.
It's been a good chair,
but
as they say.
You know, it's a good little gaming chair for the kids.
There it goes again.
Yeah, we're down here in my basement tonight.
This is a first for us.
Yeah, first time ever recording down here together. I've been down here before, but it's not very podcast friendly. Kind of echoes. You can hear upstairs when kids and stuff are running around, but it is what it is.
That's life.
Yeah, but you wanted to come over here because I got my mount back and needed some help.
I wanted to see it.
Yeah, you wanted to see it. Needed some help on where to place it, and we wanted to put the tape to it again just to see how he held up over the drying period and everything.
We learned about that, too. We did some Googling about drying period, and it honestly was like, dang, I didn't realize they shrunk that much.
I think it's stupid. I don't know why Boone and Crockett and stuff like that, they go off of the 60-day drying period. Like, that's not what he was when he was shot.
Sure. I don't care that about it. I just was surprised that they, like, some can shrink up to 5 inches.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Look, you know what I'm saying? Every man is like, yep, sure is.
Well, I even said, I was like, well, he's going to shrink some. When we green scored him, we did it in the back of a truck.
I did it twice. I will say that.
In the truck?
I measured him 2 different times.
Yeah. So we did them in the back of the truck, and we came up with 178 and what was it? Some change.
Like 3/8 maybe. I can't remember.
178 and 3-something. And then we got him back tonight, and he did 176 1/8.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I was expecting that.
Yeah, shrunk a little bit. Yeah. I mean, they all do.
So. Right, right.
So, and we also, I was like, well, what shrinks?
No.
Because it's not like a 13-inch tine is all of a sudden going to be 10 inches, right? Like,
right.
What is it? And I guess it's the skull plate on the deer itself kind of
shrinks,
and then so a lot of it, I think spread is part of it, which we noticed that on yours, like it spread was smaller than before,
because I could have swore he wasn't a very widespread deer anyways, but I could have swore he was 19 inches on spread, but he only ended up being 17 tonight,
like 17 and a half somewhere.
We should
which is just average, you know, but that's not where he got his stuff.
I had your old score sheet somewhere. I don't remember where I put it. We could have went back and...
Did I write that one out nicely for you? Because this one, I did the math wrong once. It was 190 inches initially. Yeah, I'm like, damn, he grew.
Well, you did. I was like, yeah, I'm good with that. Let's keep it. I was like, Andy's definitely going to have to take his off the wall. We're going to have to remeasure
that.
And
I'm like, let me get a calculator. And I'm like, yeah, that's... Well, you did, I cannot do quick math.
You did all the math in your head, and I was like, that ain't working out. That ain't going to work out. There's a lot of...
I thought I could do it.
And stuff like that.
Well, normally what I do is I add up all the main numbers, and then I add up the eighths, and then divide those numbers into an eighth.
Right.
And so usually add like 3 inches there, plus another how many eighths are left over. But I was way off on the first number.
Yeah, it'll happen.
But
that's fine.
So, yeah, he's home.
Yeah.
Baraka has been blood-coded home.
Is that a Mortal Kombat thing?
Yeah, it's a blood code. Finish him.
Blood code?
Yeah. It's a blood code. Like, it's the code that once you beat the dude, and then you can put a code in real quick, and, you know, certain characters like Sub-Zero would freeze you to death and you'd fall into pieces, and Baraka actually cut your head off.
Nice. Yeah. That's what I did to him.
Yeah. That's what I did to him.
His head's on my wall.
And like other one, you know, just rip your spine out or whatever.
Like their finishing move.
Yeah, fatality. It was actually called a fatality. I think it was the blood code, but it was a fatality.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I kind of remember that.
Fatality.
Yeah. Tonight's episode, it's just going to be me and you. No guests tonight. You killed a deer, man.
I did. We're gonna get to it because it's an interesting story.
Right.
Something you and I have never been a part of.
No.
Actually, every part of this, except for one small part of it, I've never been a part of.
Right. So we'll kind of get into that. Let's do the sponsors real quick.
Yeah, yeah,
and we'll just kind of get into it.
Got some things to talk about. So let's start with Morel Targets. Actually, before, I want to call out sponsors who helped us sponsor the youth deer tournament.
That happened.
The annual youth deer tournament that happened last weekend.
Last weekend.
Yeah. I want to thank Athlon Optics. I want to thank Onyx, Black Ovis, Huntworth Gear, Alps Outdoors, Zamberland Boots, Morel Targets. Is that it? I believe so. And LeBeau Armory.
Yep.
For helping us sponsor in one way, shape, or form the help sponsor that event. So far, every year, the event has gotten every kid that's a registered hunter they've all won. The kids have won something.
Yeah.
And now, obviously, we're recording this before youth season, so I don't know if every kid did win something on this weekend.
We don't. I mean, the thing is, this weekend's going to be different because it's a lot of rain.
Yeah.
What they're calling for.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
So I hope that doesn't mean
however,
less hunters.
I messed up.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did. I saw your remake. I was like, you idiot.
I'm a dumbass.
Because I was going to bring that up because you're obviously going to take the boys.
Right.
And we're going to talk a little bit about this in the show, but the lease. Mm-hmm. I was like, I was going to say you can't take them to the lease.
I can, but they can't.
They
can't be in the tournament, and they can't actually win a prize unless they've hunted in Lafayette or Johnson County.
Right.
I didn't read anything. I just kind of was like, oh, any hunter can come, you know, blah, blah, blah. But right now it's just Johnson and Lafayette County to win, you know, as far as you get your deer weighed and you can win a boys or a girls division. At least that was last year. And then you can also win a prize.
Yeah.
Now you can still come. Sunday night's a fun shindig.
Dude, it's a good time.
Good food.
Yeah. Good hang.
Yeah. Good hang. What a loser. Anyway, so I wanted to specifically thank those sponsors, those partners of ours for helping us sponsor that event. That's why we work with them.
Right. And thank you, Josh and Kerry Goodman, for putting on the event.
Right, for sure. And all the people that are helping. I know all kinds of friends. Sure, a ton of people.
Those are the ones I know that do it.
Yep.
I know that there's a bunch of hands. I dropped some. Oh, yeah. I actually went there today to drop off some. So Sally's Propane, they donated some stuff too. So I went and dropped that off today.
I dropped stuff off today too.
Did you?
Yep. So, I mean, it's a great event. And, I mean, there's all kinds of great people. I know Matt Couch, a friend of mine, works the entire weekend, or he did last year. I don't know what he's planning on doing this year, but I mean, that's a lot of time that he spends.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure his son, instead of hunting, helped.
Really?
And his son is a kid.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, that's pretty cool. And all kinds of people help put that on, and, you know, you got people weighing in and all that sort of stuff. So my plan is Saturday to take the boys, and then I'll take them over. Yeah. Usually they have, like, hot dogs and stuff, like, you know,
throughout
the entire day. So I'll take them over there and get them registered. And and then we'll go home for maybe a little while and then go back out in the afternoon. Well, actually, they'll probably just...
Because you don't have to register till Sunday, like till you tag your deer in.
You don't have to register till just before the
Right, that's draw. How that's yeah, how we've always done right. it.
I usually go over there and say hi, and right. just because I live pretty close.
Yeah.
So, and the boys like to go over there, and they yeah. some of their friends are, you know, running around. Yeah. So
it's a good time.
Yep.
But anyways, back to the sponsors.
Yeah. So, okay, now to the sponsors. So Morel Targets. Check them out. Morel Targets played a part in this, obviously, you know, mm-hmm. shooting your bow, and all the targets my bow got shot into were Morel's.
Yep. We've been getting the crossbow out for Lawson. He's mm-hmm. going to be the gunner this year. I've been shooting him into those Morel targets.
Yep. So are you, is that what you're using?
Yeah. We did is we don't have the space to shoot the gun enough to make it where yeah. he felt comfortable enough. Right. So.
Yep. I'm with you. That's all right. Plus, I was just talking about this with Andy. You know how we've talked about Brinley
well, I scared
having
him.
I
might have ruined
sorry.
Her. I might have ruined her.
And Andy's like, well, you know, my daughter wasn't real excited about possibly shooting. I was like, dude, you should have her shoot your crossbow. And I said, because I took Bennett out the other day because the boys were shooting the crossbow kind of getting ready. And I let him shoot it. It doesn't make noise. Obviously, a tiny bit of noise.
Right.
And it doesn't kick. And he shot, and he was like 2 inches to the right. Great shot. A freaking six-year-old. Great shot, and now he's like excited.
Right.
And I'm like, and whoop-de-doo. Then you just go put a blind in a spot where you might be within 40 yards of a deer, and you go hunting with her, you yeah. know? And maybe that's the start that yeah. she has. And it's just kind of funny because I think when you think of youth season as a dad, as a parent, you think...
Rifle. Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be that. I mean, no. they just want to go hunting, and it could just be a crossbow for those first 2 years.
I mean, and you waited kind of a longer period than you have, than what I have.
I have a different approach. I'm not saying I'm right.
Right.
My approach is, like, for instance, Bennett is going hunting this year.
Yeah.
I highly doubt I'm going to let him shoot.
Yeah.
He is registered and he's going to be hunting with me, but I just don't know because with the other two boys, I have made them go hunting with me for 2 years before they have become a hunter. Mm-hmm. Don't know if that's right, wrong, or indifferent.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just want them to be in the woods. I wanted them to be in the woods and then, you know, like, what's the rush here?
Yeah.
Figure out what hunting is. With Bennett, I'm kind of wondering, maybe I could do it a little different. We'll see. I mean, if the opportunity presents itself this weekend, like easy, close, and he is confident to do it, I might let him.
Yeah.
But anyway, how did we get to that?
Morel Targets.
Shit, we got way off on a tangent. Morel, yeah. Look at that spot you got, like a 3-minute spot. Athlon Optics.
Another big part.
Announcement.
Yeah, huge announcement for
several people.
Yeah, Athlon, we actually, last night, we just got done with a photo shoot that we did with them. So, you know.
We're models.
Yeah, we're famous. I don't know if you know it or nothing. I don't know where you're going to be able to find these pictures.
What's that guy? I don't know. I'm a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big deal. Anyways, but we got to
play. You ain't shit, sir.
Can we announce all the new stuff? Or
not yet.
Okay.
But
one thing,
there's two announcements.
Yeah, thing we can definitely announce, and we already got the okay, is their thermals are going to have a 10-year warranty on them.
Ten years is
twice the longest warranty I've ever seen.
Out in the market right now.
Out in the market yeah. right now.
And it transfers ownership.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Didn't know that part. So that's awesome.
Yeah. And then second part of that is Athlon uses a network of dealers. I also kind of learned why they use dealers and don't sell directly.
Why?
It's pretty cool. By using dealers, you help support small businesses.
Oh, that does make sense.
And if you sell directly, you cut those small businesses out from under themselves.
That's awesome.
So that's one of the reasons why they have chosen not to be D2C. Direct to consumer.
I knew that.
Yeah. That's part of the reason they do that is to support small businesses. One of those small businesses is Explicit Outdoors.
Yeah, Jesse Bunger.
Friend of our Jesse Bunger. They are having a thermal blowout of last year's models, which we all still run.
Right.
So the thermal, the 50-640, which is what I would call the highest end one, yeah. is $799 off. It's going to be $3,200.
Dude, that's a good deal.
50-400 is going to be $599 off. It's going to be $2,300. And the 35-400 is going to be $499 off, and it's going to be $2,100.
And as far as we know, that's just Jesse running that special.
As far as I know. This is Jesse's flyer that he sent me.
You can check out the other dealers if you got somebody close, see if they're doing something.
Yeah, but check savings. Jesse out. We don't specifically like work with Jesse. Jesse's a great guy, and he's a dealer of Athlon.
Yeah.
Explicit Outdoors is spelled X-P-L-I-C-T.
Yeah.
Explicit.
So, awesome.
And also, Jesse puts on a coyote tournament every year.
He put out the date. I can't remember. I think it's sponsor. It's the weekend after Christmas.
And really?
Yeah.
Did he move it up this year?
No, he was.
Is it always then?
Last year is around Christmas time too.
I suck at timelines.
But yeah.
And anyway, you might check that out too, because that's always a fun time. It's getting moved this year to a bigger place.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, pretty quick.
Kind of outgrown the other one.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's Athlon Midwest Gunworks. Use our code 5, the number 5 off MWW. For 5% off anything on their site.
I was looking at triggers the other day, but they're out of stock of the one I want.
I think you can put alert on there.
You can. I just have it. I'm not. It's for that new Ruger, so you can get a Timmy drop
Timony,
in.
Timony.
You can get Timmy. One of those drop in. Because I mean, I like the Ruger, but the triggers. You know, leaves a little more to be desired, gotcha. Sort of thing.
Well, I mean, it's not the most expensive rifle.
Sure. So no, it's definitely okay. A budget-friendly gun. So,
Lucky Buck, check out Lucky Buck. We dumped Lucky Buck at this new thing that we're going to talk about as soon as we got it, and we had deer on it.
Yep.
On X, use our code MWW20 for 20% off. Over the weekend, 15 people walked away with elite memberships.
Yep.
And if you do the math, 15 at $100 a pop. That's donated $1,500 worth of Onyx memberships to this hunt. So it's awesome. Once again, just another awesome company, awesome people to work with. So thank you so much for that. Black Ovis. Use our code MWW10 for 10% off. What an awesome company. They just got done doing a $2,000 giveaway with us.
Right.
No shit. Just got done with it. I even felt bad asking our contact there about it.
Thank you, Craig.
And they said, yeah, what do you want to do? And I'm like, whatever you feel like. So they sent gift cards
for the kids.
5 seconds after they just gave away $2,000 worth of stuff on the giveaway. So thank you to them. And then Camo Fire. Camo Fire is doing something right now. I can't remember. I just saw something about it there. There's a lot of interesting stuff going on with Camo Fire. So get on the app. Like big sales top of what they're already doing.
Oh, okay.
So
nice.
I saw a post today about it. So check out the Camo Fire app. And then last but not least, Reveal Cameras by Tacticam.
That played a major
part in killing that deer.
Huge role.
And couldn't be happier with, you know, I set mine to video mode, which sucks a little battery, but it actually helped us in this instance, I think.
Oh yeah, I think so.
Kind of gave us an idea of like
I started
the way they act.
I have two cameras on solar, and those are the two cameras that I set to video mode. Right. That way, you know, I'm not killing my battery like you are.
Yeah, which it does suck the battery a little bit
but,
more.
Hey, but hey, you know, it is what it is. Videos are cool. I love getting videos.
Yeah,
well, I mean, our buddy. Tori, you know, he runs all his cameras. That's all he does is video.
Nice.
So there's something to be said about it.
Yeah.
Well, and he's right.
Speaking of video, like I put a reel together for, you know, my deer. And I was so proud of myself. I worked hard on it. And I basically tried to make it a timeline of everything, all the videos and pictures we got on them. And then it got pictures of me and Chase walking in. I took pictures of me and him going hunting for the first time this year together. Pictures walking in, you know, just all of it. You came out, you and Lawson came out to help me look for it. You know, our buddy Travis came to help look for it. And then the freaking video that you got of us walking up to the deer when we found it, I forgot to put in. And I'm just like, that was a lot of work to miss that part. But
that's funny.
You still got the idea of it.
So let's kind of let's step back a little bit.
Yeah, let's go to 30,000 feet.
Yeah. So our deer season
was not good.
No. So this year, you know, obviously people know me and Nathan, we have properties that we hunt together.
Some not, some yes.
Yeah, yep. You know, I got like what I consider my main farm, and then, you know, I got properties with him. And we didn't have any deer show up this year. Anything with size.
There were some deer, but just nothing that, you know, you and I are looking to
harvest. Kill.
I don't like
harvest. Yeah. Just kill, harvest, kill. Whatever you want to call it.
And so, for instance, I think you might have went hunting one time before October. Or when did we get the lease? October what?
October 6th.
6th?
Yeah, 6th.
Yeah, because we didn't... Hold on.
That's when we...
Because then we went out the next weekend.
Yeah, because we recorded with Belzer.
That's right. So you, I think, might have went hunting one time. And I hadn't hunted yet because I'm like, it's hot. There's nothing to kill.
Right.
I literally... And it's kind of sad to say, the one property I've talked about it where the farmer to the south took all the trees off and made the property that I had probably not very good. We're getting proof that that's the case this year.
Yeah. How many cameras?
I only put one camera on a mineral lick, which the mineral lick is, it looks like a cattle lick, but
that was from the past too.
Over the summer, like there's a few does that would hit it, and there's one buck that actually could be a good buck at some point, but he hit it like once every month, once every 3 weeks, maybe like two weeks, and then nothing. And so I've actually finally got tired of paying the monthly payment on it and went and pulled that camera before we got the lease. And I'm just like, it almost felt like you were closing the door on it.
That sucks.
You know, and that's one of the first places
And it's not to say that you couldn't go there and kill a deer. It's the, I'm not going to put the time that I have in the past on this property.
And now it's one of those places that you could go there and kill a deer, but it's going to be a rifle place. It's a 250-acre, wide-open farm.
It's cropped.
There's like 27 trees on the entire thing at this point. You're going to be hunting it with a rifle during the rut, hoping some dumbass walks by and, you know, wants you to...
Which is possible.
It's very possible. It's happened there many times, but...
Even before the work was done, you know, so...
Kind of, yeah. So, and even before the work was done, it wasn't an easy bow hunting property.
No.
I mean, I'd killed a couple deer with a bow there, but the one that one. I... And then a doe.
Oh, okay.
And then a couple coyotes with my bow. So, I think it was just two with the bow out there. And it was like... But it's much more set up for a rifle hunter.
Right.
And, but even now, it's just like, they have to travel so far just to get there from where they live, and there's really
You're not holding any deer there.
Right, for sure. So, you know, that's how, like, my season was going. It sucked. And your buddy tagged us.
Yeah, so my buddy Robin Belzer, the guy that we had on a few weeks about the CWD, so he happened to tag me on a Facebook deal, and he texted me. As soon as he tagged me, he's like, hey, I tagged you on something. Because he's known that we've been looking for a lease for a while. It just hasn't worked out.
No, and we'll talk about that in a second. Yeah,
and so he texted me. I was working, so I sent it to Nathan. I was like, hey, check this out. You know, let me know what you find out.
So I messaged the guy on Facebook, and I'm like, hey, would like to get some more information about this lease. Would love to maybe come see it. And as soon as I said that, I'm like, someone's going to pay.
Right.
And we're going to be out. And he said, hey, give me a call in however long. And so I called him. He called me actually about an hour later or something. We talked for a little while. And I'm like, listen, man, I know you got a million people after you. I saw the Facebook post. In 5 minutes, there were 30 responses. And I'm like, but that's just not how I do stuff. Like, I have to see it.
Yeah.
Is there any way we can come? And this is a Friday.
Yeah.
And we can't go Friday night and we can't go Saturday. I'm like, is there any way we can come look at it on Sunday? And he's like, sure.
Well, you know, you got to add to this, and this might screw us in the future, but it might help somebody else too. We were the only ones that actually, or you were the only one
that actually spoke to him
and called.
Yeah.
He did say, and I believe him, that I think he had like 30 people message him about it, but nobody would call him.
Right. So anyway, he's like, sure, I'll show it to you guys Sunday. And I actually, the entire time, was like, eh, it's not happening.
Right.
Because you and I have attempted, you, me, and Andy, our podcast, has attempted to get a lease for 2 to 3 years, 3 years now probably.
Yeah.
And, dude, it's it sucks. It's no fun. We've wanted to try something like that for a while, and we have had deals made, and before I could get the money sent, someone came and paid more and took it out from under us. We have had deals where we went and looked at it, and as we were there, somebody from, and I'll be honest with you, it's been out-of-staters every single time that have paid more without setting foot on it.
Yeah, they just do it.
And do it. And I'm just like, damn, I don't know how you do that.
Right.
Without, like, I got to see it.
Yeah.
And
it's, and I guess to some people, but that it's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Problem. Like, I'm a cheap ass at heart.
Yeah.
And I'm paying to hunt deer right now.
Right.
And it's just kind of like, it was just like one of them deals that I the whole time I'm sitting there going, it's not happening. It's not going
to
happen.
But the landowner, he stuck true to his word. He's like, I'll hold it till Sunday.
We went and looked at it Sunday morning, and we got done. And once again, I'm a methodical decision maker. And so we were sitting there after we got done, and I'm like, listen, man, can we go talk about it? Like, I'll let you know tonight, but I can't, I don't want to tell you right now. Yeah,
like, give us a few hours.
And, you know, I kind of felt bad because, like, he's probably assuming
we're not doing it.
We're not doing it. And he's like, no, you know, let me know in a few hours or whatever. And I'm like, I appreciate it. And so you and I talked about it for a while and
talked to Andy. And
yep. And we waffled on it several times.
Yeah.
But, we came to the, I guess, the conclusion that if we don't do this, when are we ever going to do this?
Right.
Like, it is, we have the shot. It looks like it could be a good spot.
The potential is there.
It's close to home.
Yeah.
If we don't do it, like, what are we doing? Now, I will say, for the amount of size it is, you know, obviously it was more expensive than what you would find in a rural area.
It was definitely
really super, but
definitely premium dollar, but it's also in a premium location. And
looks like, I mean, obviously it looked like it, right? It has a lot of potential.
Has a lot of potential.
Anyway, we did it. And so I guess we went out there and set cameras out.
Yep.
Threw some mineral. He had already had a mineral site on there previously. So we threw some mineral on there and did a mock scrape.
Yep. Put four cameras, I believe.
Yeah, four cameras, and that's how many cameras.
And he didn't run cameras this year either. So, he did have one.
He just had the one.
He had one.
And nothing, he didn't, that worried me a little bit that he didn't have a whole lot on there. But
we took it for what it was. I mean, we kind of just made an educated guess. Because, I mean, we all know the area, and if we told you guys would know it too. If you're from here, and you'd be like, okay, yeah, I get why you made that decision.
Right. So we did that, and we started getting pictures like pretty quickly of some good deer.
Yeah.
And a lot of deer, like does.
Yeah.
And that was good because I was worried. I'm like, fuck, we're going to get like,
we're not going to get shit.
2 weeks later, there's not deer here.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Right.
And so we started getting pictures, and you know, we knew there were deer there. I mean, actually, we found a dead deer when we went and looked at it. So we obviously knew there were deer there. But so, we started getting pictures and it got us excited, you know. And so we started hunting pretty much right away. I hunted first.
I hunted that next day. We signed the deal on a Sunday and I went Monday. I went Monday after work. I saw a handful of does and I had one walk right underneath me pretty much sort of thing.
And you were running, you and I are both saddle hunting for about a year now. And so that was nice because there's he's got some two mans in there.
Yeah.
But we had no stands set up. And the
we don't even plan on putting stands.
Nope. And you hunted out of that saddle. And that was, it's nice to have that, that freedom.
And it's a pretty good property to be able to saddle hunt. There's a lot of good trees on there, for saddle hunting.
Yep.
The way it kind of lays out, I guess.
We need to do that.
So,
for sure.
You know, you pull into the property.
Well, let's give a layout without even talking about that. So imagine a square. We're going to just say a square. Okay. It's about a 15 acre farm or property, by the way.
Right. Not very big.
And it hunts bigger than that, but it's 15 acres. And it's a square. It's not a square, but we're going to call it a square.
Yeah. It's a circle.
it's a circle. But so essentially, if you imagine a square, and if you go to the northwest corner of the square, essentially there's a ridge that runs from the northwest corner heading to the southeast corner of the square. Nice. So from the top left to the bottom right. And that ridge kind of runs that corner, and then on the very far east side of the square, or the right side of the square, there is a river.
Yeah.
Okay. So to the east of that ridge, it's kind of like a low area that follows that river. And then on the left side of the ridge, or the west side of the ridge, there's a drainage that drops, and then it goes straight uphill on the rest of the property, and then to neighboring properties.
Yeah.
To on a big ridge, we'll call it. And so that's pretty much it. And it's, you know, so that it's bordered on the east side by a river, not a big river, but a river.
Yeah.
It's not a like a dry creek or anything. No, it's an actual river.
Still water there, yeah, for sure.
And then there's just a ridge in the middle of it that is surrounded by low lands.
Yeah.
Some of it is wet when it's wet outside. Like, right now, like, it's not, but.
No, there's still puddles.
There's still puddles, but I mean, like, the area where he.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's and, not it, wet. And it also, it was logged, what was it, 2 years ago?
I think he said 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah. So logged, you know, it wasn't.
So there's
not thick. It's got tall.
Quite a bit of undergrowth.
Yeah.
But grasses. There's a lot of sunlight hitting the ground.
Right.
So, and then that's kind of the layout of it. Yeah. Now, the only bad thing about this property is the only access you have is from the north.
Yeah. Not the best access.
Not the best access for several reasons. But you have to access from the north, and that's you have no other option.
Right.
As far as, I mean, you probably could figure something out, but
yeah.
It would be difficult. So, so that's the property, and it's just a bunch of timber.
I mean, it's got some oaks.
15 good. Acres of timber.
Yeah, it's got white oaks, red oaks, mm-hmm. You know, got some good trees.
Some trash trees. And
to be honest, we don't know what the deer are feeding on besides oaks and forbs. Like, there's no crop around. There's no, yeah. That we can see on, you know.
Anywhere Arnex. Close.
Yeah, that's yeah. Not anywhere close. So.
There's one little open area at the kind of at the end of this ridge. Actually, at the end of this ridge, mm-hmm. There's a little grassy area that's half an acre.
Be so money if you could put a food plot there.
For sure.
And that's one thing, something that we kind of thought about. This lease, it's just for this year.
It is. The other thing is, because we did talk to him, it's likely not going to be a possibility next year.
Yeah.
Obviously, we hope it is, but it's likely not going to be.
Yeah.
So, like, we're just like, hey.
For different reasons. Not.
Yeah, not for us.
Yeah, I mean, just landowner reasons and, yeah. You know.
So, like, so far, so dude, we don't know. He's been the coolest guy.
He's been awesome.
He's been great. There's been a few people trespass there, and he's, like, out there like a freaking.
As soon as we get the pictures, and we're like, hey.
And he's this out guy's there.
He's like, I'm on my way.
We're like, he's like a bird dog, man. Love it. He's like an enforcer.
Dude, he really is.
And he's been, I mean, he came that night.
Yeah.
And, you know, helped us look for him. And I felt bad because by the time he got down there, we'd already found him.
Right.
But, you know, he got to be a part of that. But anyway, by the way, shout out to his son. His youngest son killed a doe the same night.
Oh, really?
I think the same night. No, it wasn't the same night.
No, I don't think he killed
it anything. Was quickly after that. He killed a doe. So
awesome.
Yeah. Congrats to him. I forgot his name. But anyway, so that's the property. You went hunting right off the bat. Mm-hmm. You went to the west side where there's some oaks.
Went over. Well, that was the second night. First night, I went kind of over by the opening.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second night, we both hunted, I believe.
Yeah.
Or not second night, but
you and I went together.
The second time we went out there, I went over to the oaks. I had does underneath me all night. I don't remember.
I what bumped you saw. Deer going in. I bumped deer going out.
Yeah,
I didn't see deer. So I got my saddle set up. I'm really excited about it, and I've changed it. So now I'm really excited. But I got the new Hyperlite sticks from Trophy Line.
Lucky.
And I don't have the Hyperlite saddle yet, or not the saddle, the platform. But the Hyperlite sticks have a USA rope, and I've never used anything but daisy chains. And it took me a while to get up the tree. The first night. Now, I hadn't really practiced with them because I figured, how hard could it be?
Right.
I fumbled.
Like, I was up in the tree, like, hunting.
And I texted you, I'm like,
I'm still.
I just got up here. Now, it took me longer to get it where I wanted to go to.
And then you stopped texting after a while. And then I was like, dude, he's dead. Like, he fell out of the tree or something. Well, come to find out,
something did fall out of the tree.
You dropped your phone.
I dropped my phone.
And I was like,
the worst part is I dropped my phone like 2 hours before dark, too. So it was like, damn, I guess I'll just hunt.
Yeah.
And then, but the worst part was I couldn't check. I didn't have a watch on. So I, like, as it was getting dark, I'm like, do I have 5 minutes left? I mean, obviously you can tell.
Right.
But I am very specific. And so I'm like, is it six, seven?
Do you go off the Weather Channel or do you go off Google?
I go off Weather Underground and DeerCast. Or is it DeerCast?
Probably.
Yeah, DeerCast. And then I actually have another weather app. And so DeerCast and the other weather app have sunset.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add 30 minutes to sunset typically. But Weather Underground has last light on it.
Yeah.
And it's pretty spot on. Now, obviously, last light is last light, not last light in the timber. So let's say if last light's 7 o'clock, in the timber, last light is way
6:45 earlier than that.
So typically, you don't have to worry about it because you're going to be...
You're done.
It's dark before last light.
Right.
Yeah, but...
I usually check the weather and then... And then if you just Google, be like, what's last light or whatever, it's usually like 2 minutes difference.
And I'm pretty sure the Missouri Conservation app has sunset on it.
They used I'm sure it's still in the book, but I remember in the book, if you got the book, you'd go to the end and it'd give you the last times or whatever. It'd have it all charted out.
I don't currently see it. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, not a big deal.
But yeah, so that first night, I bumped deer going in and bump deer going out. I'm like, yeah, of course. But, you know, it was not discouraging because I think, I'll be honest with you, this is the first property that I've ever really hunted where the deer live.
And they live there.
They live there.
Yeah. For you, yeah, I can get,
I mean,
see you.
One property that I've hunted, I think they stay around there pretty closely. But like the one we were just talking about, the open farm, they don't live there.
No.
And then the other farms you and I hunt together, they don't live there.
No.
You know, it's...
They come through there.
They come through there, but they don't live there.
My main farm, they live there.
Right. So that's a cool feeling, I think, is to know that I'm likely going to see deer.
Yeah.
And so we saw deer that first night. And then...
You hunted...
Did I hunt next? Was that when I took Bennett?
Yeah, you took Bennett.
So I took my 6-year-old boy on his first ever hunting trip. And it's cool. Like, I got a picture of him.
How'd that go, though?
Well, how did he talk about it? So we took him on his first trip. You know, he was just wouldn't shut up on the way there. I took him in one of the two-man stands, and I was wondering how he would do, like, climbing a ladder. Not the same as climbing, like, on a hang-on, like Caden's and Chase's first time, but, you know, because, like, Caden was terrified the first time we climbed a tree. Now, it wasn't the easiest. You know which tree he climbed, right?
Yeah.
Probably not the smartest thing for me to do is make him climb that his first time.
Yeah.
But Bennett wasn't scared at all.
Yeah.
So we got up there. I went up there and checked the straps because it was the landowner's stand.
He left them there.
Yep.
He said we were more than welcome to use them, but he's like, check the conditions.
So I went up there, checked the straps, and then he stayed still down there. Well, I was like, dude, you got to stand right here. Don't move. I literally, no joke, I get down there, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to get the bow hooked up. And so I get the bow hooked up, my bow, because I just took my bow. I was the hunter. He was just with me.
He's just watching.
And he's, daddy, he starts walking to me, and like, foot right next to the cam of my bow, like, almost stepped on it. And I'm like, don't move. I told you to stay still. He's like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. So anyway, we climbed the ladder and got hooked in. And so before we got there, I said, listen, here's what I want you to do. You have to look because you're only going to see deer like moving. That's how you're going to be able to see them. So you got to pay attention to that. And if you see something or you want to tell me something, I want you to tap on my shoulder and then I will look at you. And then you can tell me what you want to tell me quietly. We're going to whisper. We know more than sit down. Daddy, there's deer over there. And I'm like, where? And I'm like, shh, shh. Where? Right there. I'm like, you mean that piece of wood? So I'm like, hey, it's not a deer. We're good. So we sit down, we get finally set, you know, more situated. We're sitting there, and he does what I told him to do. He taps my shoulder.
Yeah.
But with the tap, he goes, "Daddy,
Daddy,
Daddy," and I look at him like, "Shh, you're tapping my shoulder. I don't need you to say Daddy. Just tap my shoulder." Okay. So then he gets to, you know, doing pretty good, and I look over, and his little feet are just swinging. Just swinging, because, you know, they're not touching the platform.
Yeah, can't touch
just
it.
Just swinging.
What is he supposed to do?
And I'm like, "Bennett, quit kicking your feet." "Oh, okay." I'm like, "They can see you moving. That's how they do it." And he's like, "Okay." So about an hour before dark, I hear something in the brush. And I look over and I see two does feeding inside that brush. And I'm like, "Bennett, look, there's does right there." And he goes, "Phew." I mean, just swings his head and whole body over. And I'm like, "Dear Lord, dude, stop.
Slow.
You got to be slow." "Oh, okay." And then he's looking at the deer, just swinging his feet again. I'm like, I felt like every time I was like grabbing something of his to stop moving.
I could just imagine. And you're probably just stressed out the whole time. You're like, "This dude."
No, I was actually, I was actually laughing my ass off.
"Won't sit still?"
Yeah.
He's loud.
So he tries his best there. They actually come out into the clearing and they come right underneath us. Not right underneath us, but like 10 yards underneath us. And dude, he won't stop. And we are, this tree stand, there's not a leaf on this tree anymore.
Yeah.
So you are out in the open. And once we got up there, I was like, "Shit, they can see us from a mile away probably." But I'm like, "I'm here for my son." Like,
right.
You know, I'm not going to kill anything. I'm not going to kill anything. And then they get downwind of us. And we're not sponsored by them yet, but I'm telling you right now, Scent Thief, there is something to that.
It's money, man.
I had my little son there, which I did try to, you know, put him in stuff that would be fine. But I had the wafer up, and then I would spray it us every like 30 minutes. Both those does, now they were young, mm-hmm. got downwind of us. And then from downwind came a spike. And I'm like, "Bennett, look, see, there's a spike right there." And he just like, shoo, like stands up, moves over to the left, and that spike is like,
"I see you."
But then he came in. I swore he looked right at us.
Yeah.
And it was a big, it was like a 9-inch spike.
Oh, wow. Although,
like, it was a big spike. And he came in, he messed with one of the does. Actually, one was a button buck, one was a female.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they're twins that, you know, probably got kicked out.
Sure.
And they all just meandered there for a while. And then finally, after a while, they didn't like something. Like, I think she looked right up at us.
Yeah.
Are you looking at a picture right now?
Yeah.
Is it in our place?
Yep.
Sweet.
Big good one for the boys.
Nice. Pausing.
Sorry.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Intermission. Look at the body on him. He's fat.
Damn. Okay. We'll have to look at more of these more closely later. So, then towards the end of the night, you know, we didn't see anything, and then we got down. He did a good job getting down, and but he loved it. I mean,
he had a lot of time.
I was pretty stoked. So to get to this clearing, we kind of walk by this trail where the scrape is, mm-hmm. and we have a camera up in that tree, and I knew it'd get a picture of us, but he was nervous because he is a handholder, but he held my hand the entire way mm-hmm. in there. And I don't know if he was nervous because, like, it was like you're going into the wild type of deal, you know, because you were walking through the woods.
Yeah, something new.
But he held my hand all the way in and all the way out, and I got a cool picture on the reveal
of
his first walk in. And then on the way out, I pissed in the scrape.
I saw that.
And I made sure to turn my back to the camera.
I saw that. I was like, I know what he's doing. Then you could tell there was a puddle.
You go stand over there.
I was like, you could tell there's a puddle there.
And so anyway, that was his story. And then did you go by yourself again the night before? I took Chase, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so. I don't think I was
thought you hunted
I,
one more
I hunted
time.
Kevin. I hunted out at my other spot.
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, hunting out my other spot one other time just because it's not that far away, but
Yeah.
People know, you know, this time of year, it's getting dark sooner. Right. So it wouldn't, by the time I get out there and get set up and ready, I'd have like 45 minutes of hunting.
Yeah. Okay. And I'd probably hunt.
Yeah. I'd probably do more damage than good sort of thing.
So let's talk about the deer itself now. So the pictures we've been getting, we've been getting some good bucks on photos there. In particular, a pretty dang good eight.
Yeah.
Tall.
And that's the majority of the deer that we've been getting.
There is a lot of eights out there. A
lot of eights. Yeah. And there's
the land of eights.
And we know people around the area kind of, and we've been seeing their pictures too. All the deer there
are tall.
Super tall.
Yeah.
Like really tall.
They not have wide.
That, yeah. Not very wide.
Yep.
But just tall. It's just odd.
Yeah. And it's interesting.
Yeah.
And so we pretty much got pictures of him like day one.
Yeah.
But remember, day one is October. Well, we didn't get cameras out until, let's say, October 12th.
Something like that.
Yep. You know, somewhere around there. I could probably go back and look.
It would have been the following weekend, I'm pretty sure. So we got it on the 6th. So it would have been roughly around the 10th through the 13th.
I'll tell you exactly the first day we started getting pictures was October. Well, this is going to take longer than I thought, but it's somewhere around there. I mean,
right.
It would have been the 10th to the, well, here's a picture on the 13th. October 11th was the first photo we got.
Okay.
So pretty much right away, we started getting pictures of this deer.
Mm-hmm.
I think all at night.
Yeah.
And, you know, we would get more pictures, you know.
There's one with like, has this weird cyst going on in his brisket area.
Yeah.
He's like a cool rat.
Not this deer, but a different
one. Yeah. But I'm just, you know, throwing, there's some good deer.
Yeah.
And it's still early. And the guy even told us, he's like, just so you know, it doesn't really start heating up here till the end of October, you know, November timeframe, which is now.
Yeah.
I get super excited checking the cameras because this is new. You know,
everything's new for us.
Everything's new. We have no idea what's there.
And it could literally be anything.
Right. Yeah.
You know, people on four-wheelers.
People anything. Walking through the woods.
Yeah. So this particular day, I was going to go hunting anyways, but he showed up on a camera at 4 in the morning. I think it was 4 in the morning, walking a direction. I'm like, that's cool. He's here. And then at 9:30 in the morning, he showed up right back on that camera doing the exact same thing, walking that direction.
Yeah.
And so I told myself, I'm like, he's got to be going to bed.
Right. And
it was a warm day.
Knowing the property, what we little know, it would make sense that that would be a bedding area.
It is. Based on all the pictures, it's a bedding area, right?
Yeah.
So, well, I'll talk about our setup here in a minute, but I'm like, I thought to myself, it's going to be hot today. There's no way he's not going to bed right now.
Right.
And
we thought it was kind of odd that he was out at 9:30.
Right. Like, did he get bumped? Somebody bump him? Anyway, so I was going to go hunting.
Monday, the kids were out of school. No, it was Friday.
No, because Chase, I was not going to take Chase originally. I was going to go hunting by myself.
Weren't the kids out of school that day? They were out of school Friday.
I had planned to go on my own. I think they were doing some stuff, and then I think I was just sitting there talking to my wife. I'm like, I might as well take somebody.
Yeah.
And Chase was next up on the list, and so I'm like, Chase, you want to go hunting tonight? He's like, yeah. I said, okay. So I hadn't had his crossbow I had his crossbow ready, sighted in, all that, but like I wasn't prepared for him to hunt that day.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get, I'm like, shit, I got to get your stuff put together, like, you know, the broadheads back on, and I got to get the target in the truck and, you know, all that stuff. So anyway, we go and get there, and I immediately remembered I forgot the target.
Yeah.
So that was cool. And then we get to where we're set up, and I forgot his shooting stick. So I'm like, well, it's fine. I'll hold it for you. Like, I'll kind of prop it up if you're wanting to shoot, which would be easy. And actually, he can hold it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so here was my plan here. I watched him. We are basically underneath the north side of that ridge where it ends. So we're facing north on the low spot. The river is about 100 yards or so to our east. The wind is coming out of the north, so basically straight out of the north. And him and I are set up, so we get into that area. There's a little clearing mm-hmm. where that camera is, and we get into that area, and I sat there on Wednesday. Oh, I went hunting by myself Wednesday because okay. I sat in that tree
yep.
and didn't see anything. I was so pissed. I'm like, I cannot believe I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we get around, and I'm like, okay, there's a thick area, like a bunch of, you know, small, brushy, like young trees.
Like bedding type.
Yeah. So
grasses.
I'm like, we're going to set up against this. And then as I was setting up with them, I saw like an old dead tree limb like 20 yards away from me. And I went and grabbed it and put it in front of us.
Yeah.
And then in front of us is probably like 3 foot tall grassy brush. Mm-hmm. That's about it. Like I brushed us in, but
not the best cover, but not bad.
Not the best cover. But once again, I sit still.
Yeah. Chase does really good too, though.
He does. And I brought our coyote hunting burlap.
Yep.
I don't know if it's burlap, but the little
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, the little kind of like a blanket.
He had blue jeans on because he doesn't have any
yeah.
anything yet. So I said, you're putting that over your legs.
Yeah.
And so that my goal was, I'm like, there's got to be a deer either north of us or east of us. And I feel like he's east of us. He's got to be. He went in there and he went to bed. But does are always north of there, and they could be a little west too. So I purposely walked in that trail because on Wednesday I walked in the other way.
And bumped.
I didn't bump anything, but it was horrible making it there.
I thought you bumped him.
No, I found the dead one.
That's
another
right.
Another dead deer.
You found a dead one.
And I found a scrape.
Which is close to a road, so it makes mm-hmm. sense that they get hit.
Yeah.
And
so anyway, I was giving up like the rest of that bedding on the south side.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't know why he wouldn't be right here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not, you know, the world's greatest hunter. I don't claim to be yet. I'm just kidding. So we get set up, and what's funny is we're facing north, and it was Chase on the left and me on the right. But my initial plan was to sit on the left and put Chase on the right.
Yeah.
And right, I mean, I had already sat down on my stool, and Chase is like, can I sit on the inside? I like that spot better. And I'm like, all right, okay. Because this comes into play later.
Little did we know.
So we sit, and I didn't expect to see anything early because it wasn't that cool out.
Right.
But it got close to dark, and we hadn't seen anything yet, and I'm like, gosh, you got to be kidding me. I cannot believe he's not here. But I'm like, it's still kind of warm. I mean, I was just wearing like a t-shirt,
right?
Like my Huntworth shirt. And so I told Chase, I'm like, and this is one of the nice things I like about sitting on the ground. I did a rattling sequence, and I was loud as possible. I grunt while I'm rattling, trying to like, I mean, because if you ever watch them fight in the wild, you know, they make noises.
Right.
And I kicked my feet. I hit those little trees behind us, trying to make it sound. And I was loud as I possibly could be. And I sat down, and I'm like, dude, if he's in there, he had to have heard that.
Right.
And you texted me.
And I was like, Skunk City?
And I'm like, why the freak is he texting me before dark? Like, it's not over.
Yeah.
And I literally just got done rattling.
Rattling.
And so I didn't respond to you, as you know. And couple minutes go by. It wasn't that long. And this is hilarious. And this is why I love hunting with my kids, dude. Like, these stories, I'll never forget.
Right.
You know, this sort of stuff. So I hear something coming through the brush. And I look at Chase. I'm like, you hear that? That sounds like a deer to me, dude. And when I say I hear something coming through the brush, it's probably 60 yards away where you can't see. It's thick.
Right.
And so we look over there, and about that time where we're hearing that, two squirrels are up in the tree doing a bunch of shit. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And I looked at Chase, I'm like, freaking squirrels, you know?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And I've learned to let go on the squirrel stuff. Like,
yeah.
They're just going to be assholes. They're going to mess
with you. It is what it is. Yeah. They're gonna throw you off a little bit.
I'm like, dang squirrels, man.
I've gotten pretty good at figuring out the differences, but
I thought I had too, because I was – sure I heard a deer.
Yeah.
And come to find out, that was him.
Yeah.
But, so I'm like, dang, man, that sucks. And I don't know, another maybe minute goes by, and I hear, you know, we're kind of looking forward to the north, and I hear, snap. And I move my head to the right, and that tree that I hung in a tree on Wednesday about 20 yards to our east, and that tree has a Y in it, you know, five, I don't know, some foot off the feet off the ground. And I look, and I don't initially like see anything right off the bat, and then I just kind of notice him like just looking right into the clearing, not looking right at us because we're not in the clearing, but
kind of looking where you're looking,
like where is the fight? That's what yeah. he, and I'm like, oh, so I did not know this until later that night, but apparently I grabbed Chase's leg so hard that it hurt because I couldn't. So once again, he is 20 yards. What do you, I mean, you saw it.
Yeah.
25 yards.
Maybe.
Straight to our east. And I'm on the ground with him. So I can't be like, Chase, deer.
Right.
So I apparently grabbed his leg and squeezed him. And he just thought I was being mean or something because he said later he didn't know what I was trying to do, because as soon as I got done squeezing his leg, I look back at him and to make sure he's still behind that tree, and I grab my bow and I drew all at the same time.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I saw him, my initial thought was I rattled. He's coming to see, find what's going on. He is going to get downwind of us. Mm-hmm. Downwind of us would have been behind us. And to be able to shoot him if he was going to go behind us, I had about a 10-yard window before he got into stuff that I wouldn't be able to shoot into. So as soon as I grabbed my bow and I drew, and that's where I stayed for what felt like forever.
Yeah, he likes to say that I held it for 2 minutes, and I'm calling bullshit.
I don't think I'm wrong.
I guarantee you're wrong.
Okay, let's just say a solid minute that I had to hold it.
I'll give you a minute.
And I'm so I had already turned all the way to where my shot was going to, I was going to be set up that way. Mm-hmm. Cause I thought for sure he's going to go, he doesn't see him.
Yeah.
He's going to go find, he's going to go smell him. And, he kind of sits there, meanders for a second, and then turns and comes out in the clearing, which is what I would have preferred.
Right.
And so he comes out into the clearing and Chase the entire, I can feel Chase like, Why aren't you shooting? Because when he comes out in the clearing, he was quartered towards a little bit. And I'm like, he's walking through it. I'm going to let him
work.
He has zero chance of catching our wind. The only thing he can catch is us.
Right.
And it's, Chase is very good about sitting still.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm not even worried about him. He's fine. And so he keeps walking, gets right broadside of me at most 10 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like the shot was closer to 5 yards than it was 10.
Close, man. He was close.
And so when I mapped him, it was like, man, like I tried to be really quiet. And I was like, meh. And he stopped and I let it off. And initially it was like, I felt good about it, but then a kind of dread hit me a little bit because the knock buried, but it didn't pass through. I'm like, why didn't the freaking thing pass through? It's a 5 yard shot, like 7 yard shot, let's just say.
Yeah. Even my short ass arms.
What the hell?
My draw length.
What just happened? And I watch him, and Chase learned something here on this situation too. We watch him turn. He runs into the brush, kind of where he came from, a little bit north of where he came from. And Chase says something to me, and I'm like, shh, listen, because he died like that. He got into the brush, and then I thought I heard him crash.
Right.
And so after all that, I, you know, looked at Chase, and I'm like, hey, that's why we listen, because, you know, we got to
gather as much intel as we can.
We don't know. And it's a good thing, too, because I saw not one drop of blood.
No.
The entire time. I knew he was dead. I was like 90% sure he was dead.
Yeah, you thought. And, I mean, was I the first person you called?
Yeah, you were. Yeah. Yep.
So I text.
So, and you pissed me off too after like the fourth time. You're like, are you serious?
I just didn't believe you because like I
texted you. So texted me and like maybe 10 like, minutes later.
I text you and I was like, Skunk City, you know, just think you didn't see nothing. Because usually, you know, throughout the night you'll say, hey, got a doe or something. And I was like, ah, well, he just didn't see nothing. And then you call me and you're kind of out of, you know, had that excited breathing. Right. You're like, I just shot the big eight. I just shot the big eight. I'm like, Are you fucking with me right now? Are you pulling my leg?
Four different times I'm like, no, I'm not messing with you. And I think the last time I'm like, I'm not fucking with you.
And then like while you're talking to me, I put you on speaker and I get on the reveal app. And he's like, dude, he was right here. You told me where. I'm like, well, if that's the case,
there's gonna be a picture.
There's gonna be a picture. So I get on there and you can see the deer running away.
With the arrow sticking out.
With
of him.
The arrow. Well, we had to get the HD for that.
Right.
But like, I was like, no shit. He actually did. So
the only thing that sucks is I wonder why I didn't take a picture of my shot.
I don't know.
Because he was close enough.
Yeah.
Maybe it just didn't pick up his movement because he was walking towards it.
Something. Yeah. But he was a little to the right.
I was hoping it did.
On that one.
But, so like, I'm like, dude, I'm going to hang up on you. I shot him. So I shot him, called you. Me and Chase kind of, and I got the videos of it. Me and Chase kind of looked at if we could see some blood, didn't see any blood, didn't find arrow anywhere. So I did get a little worried. I'm like, what's
going on?
There's no blood. I did feel like I hit him high because after I shot him, like, shit, this was a lot closer than 20 yards.
Yeah.
And I put my 20-yard pin on him. So I'm like, okay, well, I probably hit him high.
And you held it for a long time.
And I held it for a while.
So, you know.
So, anyway, so we back out. We go to the truck. And I called the landowner and, you know, everybody, Andy, Russell,
right,
my wife, called everybody. And it pretty much headed right that way.
Yeah, it worked out. I think Amy just got home right after I got off the phone with you. I'm like, because we were planning on just hanging out at the house.
Right.
And I was like, I got to go. And Lawson, he was right there. He's like, well, can I go? I'm like, absolutely. Let's go, bud.
Let's go.
So we loaded up pretty much immediately after and headed that way. It's about a 30-minute drive for me. So by the time we got there, you know, we thought enough time had elapsed that we could start looking.
Yeah, about an hour.
Yeah.
By then.
Yeah, because we kind of talked it over and we got out to the, you know, to the site. And like he said, we didn't find one drop of blood.
No, I just was like, he ran this way.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I heard him crash.
Yeah.
So I'm going to walk. We're going to walk. Hopefully find blood.
Yeah.
And we're going to walk in the direction I felt like I heard that.
Yeah.
And so we get to walk in.
Maybe 60
didn't
yards.
Find any blood. Didn't find any blood. And then I just like go up on this little knob and I see a white belly.
And you had the perfect little girl. We got a deer. Those were your words. We got a deer.
We got a dead deer. It no, was, no it was really manly.
No, it was girly.
We
as
got
shit.
A dead deer.
Because Lawson was behind me because the stuff was tall, man. Yeah. It was kind of a pain to walk through. And, you know, we're just scouring it with flashlights and all of a sudden, we got a deer.
I disagree with that.
I wish I had that part recorded.
But, he was dead right there. The back 6 to 8 inches of the arrow actually was laying next to him.
Yeah, it broke off.
I never found the front of the arrow. I bet I could go back and find it during the daytime.
Yeah, because we
probably should.
Once we got the HD pictures of it, you can actually see the arrow sticking out of the deer.
Yeah.
As it's running away.
Right.
Essentially got a complete pass through except for roughly 6 inches.
Well, so what happened was I double lunged him, but it hit the opposite side scapula or something that was hard.
Uh-huh. And it turned it.
And it turned the arrow, and that arrow traveled along the other side of his body and out the like gut area. But
so you
it didn't
shot
touch
him
guts.
On the left side,
yeah,
and it ended up right before his right thigh.
Yeah.
Kind of area.
But it didn't go through guts.
No.
So it kind of like traveled the outside of the other side of his body, kind of like down him. And the only thing I can think of, it either ricocheted off something or when he turned,
it moved it.
He moved the arrow.
Yeah.
You know, when he, because he did a 180 when I shot him. It was like, whoop.
So,
and out of there.
I think that's why we didn't find any blood, because it was such a high shot.
I mean, it was not such a high shot,
but it was just
high enough.
Maybe going back in daylight, maybe you could find some spots. You know, we don't know if we took the right trail.
It's not the easiest stuff. It was not good blood searching
conditions. Yeah,
like it's tall.
Yeah, it was
like you're gonna have to find. He probably smeared blood somewhere. You know? Although
like there wasn't even a good puddle there.
He had a little puddle, like 5 feet off of him, uh-huh. And then where he laid.
Yeah.
But like when we opened him up, there's a picture of your truck, the tailgate of your truck. He was full.
It was all inside. Yeah. Everything was inside. So that's what kind of sucks with those high shots, especially because unless you see him drop, or thankfully you heard him, you're going to get discouraged really quickly.
Yeah. And what's funny is I'm a decently negative person.
Yeah.
I expect the worst.
Yeah. I thought you did pretty good though.
And I was like, I listened to my, I don't know, years of learning, and I'm like, he's dead. Like,
yeah.
Chase is like, how do you know he dropped? How do you know he crashed? And I'm like, well, if you think about it, he was running. We heard him run, right? And then I heard what I thought I heard crash. And did we hear anything after that? No. I'm like, well, if he was still running through the woods, we would have heard that.
Yeah.
Because it was loud. So what's that say? He's not moving anymore right there. And I'm just like, I feel like, you know, he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a little worried, but I did get on our track. Thank God it was a short track. I got worried.
Yeah. I probably discouraged you a little bit because, you know, there's some brush piles and stuff. I mean, the guy logged it, so there's going to be trees and stuff like that. I was like, I'm hoping he didn't just like run into one of these brush piles and that was what you heard, you know?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said nothing, but I kind of like to mess with you a little bit too. So,
yeah.
But it ended up working out. And, you know, shortly after we found him, the landowner came out there. He wanted to see it.
Yeah. And you and I drug the freaking thing.
We took it the long way.
We took the long route.
We don't know the property good enough to where we were. Well,
in the dark.
Yeah.
And so we drug it around the opening we needed to get back to and had to bring it back to it.
Yeah.
Because we weren't going to keep going uphill. But, yeah, it was awesome. I mean, so for the listener, Chase, I would have preferred Chase to be the shooter.
Sure.
But the reason he wasn't was... So his,
you're a dick.
I'm a dick. His crossbow was right in front. I had his crossbow sitting right in front of me so that if we saw a deer, I would just pick it up and hand it to him. And then my bow, my compound, was right next to that on a stand. Well, when we first saw the deer, me thinking the deer was going to go behind us, I would have literally had to move Chase on the other side of me. So Chase was to my left, me, and then the deer. 20, 25 yards away. I would have had to move Chase all the way to my right.
Yeah.
And then get him set up to shoot the deer. Number one, I didn't think I would have had the time. And then number two, there's no way that deer wouldn't have seen that movement. Mm-hmm. Like, he was right there. That was my first thought. Now, after knowing that when I drew and I held it for 2.5 minutes.
Lies.
When I held my bow, I'm like, well, now knowing that he stepped out in the clearing, I probably could have...
But
got him set up.
But dude, there's no way.
What am I going to let down and then put my bow down?
You were going to let down, pick up another bow, or he would have had to grab that bow, and that deer was in with 10 yards of you.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been possible. Wouldn't have been without you getting busted.
Right. So, you know, the only negative, and this isn't even really a negative, is, you know, Chase didn't get to shoot it. But, dude, it's been one of my lifelong hunting dreams to kill a deer from the ground.
Right.
Ever since I've had that encounter with Evil Eddie a few years ago in the rain that I videotaped because I couldn't shoot him, like, it's just been like, dude, that was like intense. That deer was face to face with me. If he wanted to put his freaking antlers through me, he could.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool.
If he would have ran the wrong way, you would have been fucked.
Huh?
If he would have ran.
Oh, like towards us?
Yeah.
Oh, you would have been screwed. Yeah, here, I didn't even think of that. So, like,
new fear unlocked.
It's just, it makes me like want to stay on the. Like, it's fun. I like being in trees, but it's just so free. Like, you can sit anywhere you want. You don't have to worry about a freaking tree. You don't have to worry about taking stuff in. Like, it's just, I take a stool with me. And I think, you know, like, when I go saddle hunting, I put my stool on my sticks.
Yeah, just in case.
Because if I don't find a tree, I will sit on the ground. I'll put my saddle stuff off to the side and I'll just sit. Yeah. And then if I find a tree, I put my stool at the bottom, the base of the tree, and it's just there for the night. You know, it's not a very heavy stool. It's an Alps stool, tri-leg stool, and I love it because it sits low enough that I am okay with being on it. I don't like sitting on the ground.
Right. I don't either.
And I'm short too, so it doesn't make me very big.
Yeah.
And I like it. So Chase got to see that, and like I asked Chase, I'm like, dude, what'd you think of that? He's like, he was right there. Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah. Dude. I didn't think he was going to be that close.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. Happy for you. Hell of a deer. I'm glad Lawson got to go with me and, you know, help us recover it. He enjoyed every bit of that. Yeah,
he liked him and Chase. Well, he asked a lot of questions when we were gutting it.
Yeah.
Which you apparently think I'm a slow gutter.
You are.
I just take my time. You know why? Because I don't like to do what I did. Just as you were bitching at me, I stabbed myself in the freaking hand. But
like it, you know, I think if I had to time myself, I think I could 7 minutes.
Okay.
I think I'm done.
So it took me like 14. Whoop-de-doo.
I'm just saying.
But yeah, I do work methodically, I guess you'd call it. I just take my time.
And, you know, it was something you knew you were going to get mounted. So, you know, we didn't cut the chest, you know, the ribs and all that, chest plate and all that. So we kept that close. So you got to get your hand up there, dig it all out.
Yeah.
It's a little more difficult. A doe, just that thing open up and go quick.
Yeah.
But tell us a little bit about the buck. So, you know, his characteristics.
So he is literally an 8-pointer. There's
clean
8. He's super uniform.
To be honest, when we got pictures of this deer, we thought he would score bigger than what he actually scores.
Yeah, like he looks just, like he's 160 inches.
Yeah,
like
he is the picture perfect 8-point.
Tall.
Yeah.
Not wide.
Yeah.
Just straight up.
Tall.
And
good mass for him.
Good mass, yeah. Not huge mass.
No.
But good mass.
Good mass.
But yeah, he's a prototypical 8. His G3s and G2s are both 12 inches.
Yeah.
Somewhere, and I can't remember exactly. But what's awesome, his G2s are just as long, if not a touch longer than his G3s.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, his G3s are almost as, if not as long, potentially longer than his G2s, which is pretty damn cool. But, yeah, he's got a few kickers on his bases, but they're not long enough to be points. And so he is legitimately the first 8-pointer I've ever killed because, you know, people that see our logo, that is technically an 8-point, or it's an 8-pointer, but he technically has 10 points because he's got the crab claw and a kicker that's like an inch and a half long. So
mainframe 8.
He's a mainframe 8, but this is the first like 8-pointer I've ever killed.
And he looks good, man.
Yeah.
Like he looks like in the pictures, obviously I didn't see him coming through the woods, but I bet he was just like, dude, that's a mega. You know, that's a big deal.
Yeah, when I first saw him, like, that's what's funny is I was talking to somebody about this a couple days later. When you first see him, you're like, oh, my gosh,
yeah.
160 inches right there, like
yeah.
huge deer. He's not going to get there, but it's just that's a big deer.
Right.
And especially, like, he was – when he came out in the clearing, it was his side.
Yeah.
I didn't have to really look any further. I'm like, yep, that's him.
Yeah,
like,
shooter.
Dead. And you know, but what's interesting about him is he wasn't rutting yet. Didn't smell at all.
No like was it their tarsal gland?
Their tarsal glands. Yeah, like
weren't stinky or nothing.
Stink. Yep. He wasn't swolled up.
No.
So
if I had to guess, okay, what's your guess on age?
I'm because of his mass and his height, I'm gonna say he's 4.
Yeah. That's what I was going to guess.
But not knowing that area, he could be. They could all be big 3-year-olds.
Right.
Like, he could be. I don't really know.
Right.
But here's the deal. This is probably the only year we got it.
Right.
And we spent money on it.
Yeah. So
like...
And even in not... Even the landowner, he's like, kill whatever you want. He's I'm not... He's like, I don't care, you know, and he kills many, kills whatever.
Yeah, it helps that he is a nice, mature, beautiful 8-pointer. But I'll be honest with you, if he was like that 9-pointer that has got the cyst on his front leg and looks sick, I probably shot him.
Yeah.
Like,
I get it's different because it's like...
It's like you're hunting public land.
We're not going to tell you what we spent on it, but we spent some money on it, and it's like, we're going to kill some deer off of it.
Sure.
You know, so... who cares?
Like, I hope my sons kill some stuff this weekend, but honestly, kind of want them to kill deer there.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
But the thing is,
You can't rifle hunt there.
Yeah, you can't rifle hunt it, and...
Which kind of gives that away, but whatever.
Yeah, and, you know, if we like to put the kids into the contest, so we don't, you know, we're not going to hunt there because it's in a different county.
Yep.
But yeah.
Whatever. I mean, it's one of them deals, like, I'm kind of treating it, I'm not treating it just like it, but I almost am treating it like I'm hunting public.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, what I am looking for on my private property is a certain, you know, like, I can control things there, you know, public land. Like, I haven't hunted public land in 3 or 4 years.
I couldn't tell you the last time,
but I haven't killed a buck on public land yet.
Mm-hmm.
So on public land, if I went to public land tomorrow, which I can't, but if I did go to public land tomorrow with a tag in my pocket and a 85 inch 8-pointer walked in front of me, I'd shoot him. Cause I've never killed a buck on public land. That would be a goal of mine, is to do that at my private property. I'm probably not going to shoot them
because
I'm doing something different there.
Right.
And at the end of the day, like, it's your freaking tag,
right?
It's my tag. I'll do what I want with it.
You have the opportunity to let them grow. You know, obviously things happen. But on this
one, he just
one,
happened to be big. So
he had a good deer.
Yeah.
So,
and here's what's really cool about that property. We killed him. We did not know. We probably had pictures of these other eights.
Mm-hmm.
One in particular that looks a lot like him. One doesn't look like him. But like the next day, we're like, well, there's obviously another one that looks like him there because he's here in my truck and there's that pictures.
Yeah. So I think it's a good travel corridor for a bunch of different ones.
For sure. I'm excited that, you know, once the rut pops off, you know, I can't do anything.
You can't do nothing until the 16th.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping.
Stupid moving the freaking rifle season back.
I'm really hoping. Not this weekend. Well, obviously this weekend's youth, so, you know, going to be spending time with the kids. But the following weekend, you're still out of the game. But I am not.
I can go with you, though.
You can definitely go.
I can film you.
Ooh, we can try that.
We could get in different trees.
We can try it. I'm down.
Although the problem is, I'm going to have a kid that's going to want to be with me.
Sure.
So I'll probably just go take them
and
sit on the ground somewhere else from you. And that's what's cool. It's not a very big property, but you can hunt it and have no clue the other person's ever there.
Two guys, definitely. You could probably throw a third guy in there, too.
Likely. I bet you could.
Depending on wind situations.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, it hunts good.
Yeah.
It's a good spot.
So by the time this comes out, we'll have had our youth season. So I'm hoping.
Hopefully everybody took their kids out and hopefully you guys had some success in whatever fashion that may be, whether it's just a good time or if you actually get to kill something. Yeah. So
we want to talk about any of the stuff I used to kill, like the broadhead or anything.
That's up to you.
Care to discuss it? Okay. I was pretty impressed with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't bleed much, but
no, I think but that's just shot placement. That's just nature of the beast.
I'm happy with the severs.
Yeah. Sever did a good job. So
it messed him up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you this much. If every deer I ever kill doesn't bleed but makes it 50 yards, I'll take it.
Sure.
Because if a deer dies within 50 yards of where I shot it, I will find it.
Right.
50 yards? Like, come on.
That's nothing.
You're going to see it fall, or you're going to hear it fall, or you're just going to walk on top of it. So I'll take those. I'll take that trade.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That was just shot placement. That's all that was.
Yep.
The only thing you can attribute that to.
So, I'm what they call a badass, I guess.
I'm glad you got it, man. And it really helps us out, especially me and Andy, because we don't have to hear you bitch anymore.
Had you heard me bitch yet?
Sure.
No, you haven't.
Yeah. You bitch without even knowing you're
did.
Bitching.
You're lying. You're lying.
You're a chronic
bitch. I hadn't said shit.
You're a chronic bitcher. Okay.
I think you're full of it.
No, that's facts.
I want to know exactly what I said.
Oh, I ain't got no deer to kill blah, blah, blah.
But I didn't say it like that. It was just like, you know, matter of fact.
Right, but you bitch.
I think you're full of it.
You just
need to grow some thicker skin and listen.
I take it. I just sit here and I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever.
You will take it.
Yeah, okay. Yep, all right, Nate. Nope, Nate's on one again tonight. Yeah, whatever. So... All right, let's call it.
Yeah, all right. Well, good luck to everybody the rest of the season. We're probably going to call this a mid-season recap.
Yeah.
Even though it's early to mid-season. But
have noticed some chasing.
I forgot to tell you this. On the way home from our photo shoot.
Yeah.
Which is weird to say that, by the way.
Yeah, it's a photo strange.
On the way home from that, I had to stop in the road right past Andy's house.
To pee?
There was a freaking spike that wouldn't get out of the road.
Just standing there, huh?
Just standing there. And he finally got out of the way, and I gunned it. Like, if this little shithead runs in front... Because you know how I have a history of deer running right into the side of my truck.
Right.
So, anyway, get to the highway to home, and there is a buck dogging a doe on the highway, and then they get into a cornfield, and he was dogging her. And then I get onto my gravel road, and there is two does that are crossing the road going away from something. So I'm sure there was a buck in the area.
Yeah.
And
it's starting to... It's,
that was just the drive home from there.
It's getting heated up, man. It's getting to be that prime time.
It's about that time.
Yeah. So,
all right. Well, good luck, everybody.
Yep. Good luck.
Tag us in the pictures.
We're leaving today and entering a world of Mickey Mouse waving, princess meeting and greeting, lightsaber clashing, the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror dropping, Banshee flying, Space Mountain launching, galaxy rewinding, what is the whole network galaxy rewinding, fireworks igniting, world of other worlds, for whatever you love, infinite worlds await at the most magical place on Earth, Walt Disney World Resort.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands you need, from athletic stuff, like a full-court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff, like a half-mile stroll. Get those steps in! And for morning hikes up the mountain trail, good pace, to nighttime ghost stories from the camping chair. What a twist! Whatever level of active, Sierra loves it all. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
The new Chicken Bacon Ranch Street Chalupa is a Taco Bell. You can't get just one. Okay, so that's not like some marketing hyperbole. You literally can't get just one. They come in twos. So like, if you want just one, you're going to need to find a friend who loves slow-roasted chicken, bacon, and avocado ranch sauce. Or a friend of a friend, or have an awkward conversation with a complete stranger to see if they're obsessed with chicken, bacon, and avocado ranch. Or you could just like eat them both because you're obsessed with slow-roasted chicken, bacon. Okay, you get the idea. The new Chicken Bacon Ranch Street Chalupa is a Taco Bell. At participating Taco Bell U.S. locations for a limited time while supplies last.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay 3 nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit bestwestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
President's Day savings are happening now at the Home Depot with up to 40% off select appliances. Looking to upgrade your fridge? Check out LG's newest model, serving up ice in all kinds of styles. Cube, crushed, craft ice, and now new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. From cold brew to fizzy favorites, these refrigerators will have you entertaining like a pro. Shop President's Day savings and get up to 40% off, plus free delivery on select appliances like LG at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $1,498 or more. Offer valid February 5th through the 25th, U.S. only. See store online for details.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.